We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Lamed Dalet. We're in the fourth chapter of Shaar HaSinah. The Magid Midovna was talking about the roots of hatred, the different types of hatred, how our passions very often define our actions and our zeal. And now he continues with the discussion of hatred and says, Ve'ata ata beruch Hashem. And now, listen here, you blessed be by God. Be careful not to be rebellious in your spirit towards your Creator. Lisno et mi shehu ohev. To hate he who God likes. Ki kol ish me'ishe yesharim. When you look at someone and you see that he is from those that are straight, ahu v'chaviv etzlo yitbarach ad len tachlit. You should know that God loves him without limits. So this is a concept that's very often attributed to the Hasidut, but really it appears in Midrashim, like many concepts of Hasidut. The idea that one should be careful not to hate a fellow Jew, because if you think of him as God's children, so then how could you hate someone who's God's child? Now, he didn't say what Hasidut says, because Hasidut says he who loves the father will also love the child. And the Magid Midovna said, if you see someone who's straight. Now the term yashar has many meanings when we speak about a person being straight or honest. So it's the highest level when we speak about the patriarchs. They were called yesharim. But part of the greatness in their honesty and their straightness was that they had capacity to see others who were not identical to themselves. Very often when a person is very straight, so there's only one way. As they say, it's my way or the highway. But the Nitziv writes in his introduction to Bereishis, to Genesis, that is why the book of Bereishis is called Sefer HaYesharim, the book of the straight ones, because the patriarchs, the Avos, their straightness was encompassing. It left room for other people. They were able to see that there were many ways in serving Hashem, many legitimate ways, and that's one level of yashrut, one level of straightness. I thought he was talking about a much more basic level, where a person is trying to do what's right. Sometimes he does more, and sometimes he does less. And I thought it was very interesting that he used the term yashar. He didn't say pious. He said honest. He said straight. And I think that's a phenomenal idea if we take it on a simplistic level. That very often we look at people and say, we feel like we can judge them. When in fact, who's to say who's bigger? And God knows what's really going on in people's hearts, how much hardships people have to contend with. So I thought this was a very fitting word. The Dafka, I thought he zoned in on a specific point. And he says, "Atase kazot l'achicha bevet avicha ve'imecha." Would you do this to your brother in your parents' house? One of the things children have to think about is the pain they cause their parents when they fight. I'm not saying that as parents you should do this to your kids. I had a friend, we were very good childhood friends, and he once told me that he doesn't fight with his siblings, because his parents have shown him how much they are pained when they fight, and so he can't do that to them. And as a kid, I always thought that wasn't fair. Why are you making him feel guilty? You know, kids will fight, you know. But as we grow up, we should realize that when we fight with our siblings, it pains our parents, and a person should view that as enough reason not to hurt his sibling or to say something hurtful about them. Very often, as people grow up, they feel they have a greater license to express a negative opinion about a sibling. You know, he's wasting his time. He's working at a job that's way beneath his potential. If he were less cocky, then he would have already settled and gotten married. All kinds of wonderful lines that theoretically mean well. But in fact, you're saying something negative about the person. So aside from the prohibition of Lashon Hara, there's also the idea that it pains a parent to hear something negative or to see negativity between siblings. Undoubtedly, you recognize that that would be disservice to them. It would be painful to them if you go against them. Kol sheken neged Hashem, certainly if you go against Hashem, asher en erech ahavat ahav livno gam ketipa min hayam neged ahavat haborei yitbarach et ha'adam. God's love is so great that a father's love for his son isn't even like a drop in the sea when it's compared to God's love of man. Kol sheken necharef et chavercha ularim kol alav. How much more so if a person would dare raise his voice, curse out his friend, how much more so would God hold that against him? So, I'll tell you two interesting stories. I was walking out of a supermarket yesterday, and a woman stops me. And I could see that she's really frazzled. She says, "Can I ask you, Shaila?" So I'm thinking, I don't know you, but okay, fine. I had seen, as I walked into the store, I had seen a kid who used to be my neighbor years ago, who's psychologically not well. He's not 100%. And from the story, I gathered that he had behaved inappropriately to the woman. I'm not sure exactly what he did, and from what I heard, I understood that this wasn't the first time. And her question was, if she yelled at him and embarrassed him in front of the store, in front of everyone else in the store, does she have to apologize to him? Now, it's an interesting question. Ordinarily, if someone misbehaves in a public place, then they're bringing the embarrassment on themselves. Of course, the other person's going to respond and reply, and they did it to themselves. It's not your fault. You know, you have a shoplifter and you stop him at the door and you say, "Hey, buddy, empty out that bag." And he says, "How dare you embarrass me in front of everyone?" Well, he did that to himself. He's right. He is being embarrassed in front of everyone. But that's not our fault. He did that to himself. But in this case, maybe this guy did not do it to himself. Maybe he's not capable of better behavior. I don't know exactly how mentally disturbed he is. I know he's slightly retarded. I don't know how retarded. I know he's got emotional issues. I don't know how many issues. I didn't know the answer to that question. Because it's true that she had to make him stop whatever he was doing, but it's also possible that, if he were completely retarded, if he had the intelligence of a 3-year-old. So I think he has the intelligence of a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old. He must be in his 30s. So he has intelligence of maybe an 8-year-old. I don't know. You'd expect better behavior from an 8-year-old. Would you embarrass an 8-year-old if they misbehaved? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the correct response is. So this idea that a person has to be careful not to raise their voice. Now, very often we think if we're right in our claim, that also entitles us to yell. That's not so. Very often I could accomplish the same thing without yelling, but by yelling, I've really embarrassed the person. Maybe I could have brought it up without bringing it in front of other people. So that's a tough question. We have to gauge ourselves on that one too. Her question was a correct question. I'm not sure if she was right or not. I didn't have an answer for her. I apologize, but I don't know the answer to that question. But I'm saying this idea that he's saying, when we speak about hatred, so we have to look at the other guy and say, okay, maybe God does love him. And then maybe I have to be careful what I do to him. Because I say maybe, because usually when we have it in for a person, we tend to think they're so terrible that they don't fall under this category of being a straight person of the Magen Midovna. And the Magen Midovna did quantify what he said. So I'm already factoring the idea that, usually when you have something in for a guy, you're going to say, no, 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 no. He is scum of the earth, and God does not love people like that. On the contrary. So I'm saying maybe, but maybe God does love him. And that's why I say maybe. What? What does it mean men love somebody?
Well, that's a good question.
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
So when we speak about God's love for a person, we mean a greater expression of what a human being who loves their child would express. That they care very deeply that things go well for that person. So if God loves that person, so then God also cares very much for that person. And so to speak, he has God on his side. You're starting with someone who has God on his side. So think about it. Is it worth it? So that was his opening paragraph to this section. A person has to be careful with his hatred, lest he bear enmity for one who is loved by Hashem. And he has to realize that Hashem might take that personally. He has to be careful what he's going to do, what he's going to say, certainly if he'd raise his voice and yell at a person. And again, this comes to play very often when we're in the right, specifically. We're in the right, but that doesn't mean we can yell at the person. Those are two stages. You could be in the right, and that doesn't give you a right to yell at the person.